Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Me'ilah Daf Gimel Me'ilah 3. And in today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing a dispute which began on Beis Amabez. And the Gemara on Beis Amabez had asked a question based upon our Mishnah that started the tractate. Our Mishnah discussed the different offerings that became invalidated because a person slaughtered them in the wrong place in the courtyard. If they were supposed to be slaughtered in the northern part of the courtyard, the korban, the offering, and instead they slaughtered in the southern part. So on the top of Beis Amabez, the Gemara asked the question, they had a question, so let's say you had taken something that was not supposed to be slaughtered in the southern part, and you slaughtered it in the southern part, it was supposed to be slaughtered in the northern part, and then you put it up on the altar, is it supposed to be brought down? Do you need to bring it down off the altar or not? So the Gemara on Beis Mabez said that this was a machokas amongst the Amoraim, this was a dispute amongst the sages. Rabba said if it went up on the altar, it needs to come down. Whereas Rav Yosef said, Im alu lo yardu. Rav Yosef said, no, even if it went up, it doesn't come down. So the Gemara discusses that on our Daf Yomi, and the Gemara brings a proof that Rabba is wrong. Rabba is of the position that if it went up on the altar, it's supposed to come down. The Gemara brings a proof from it from the Mishnah Zvachim, which talks about Malika, which is the equivalent of slaughter. Malika is how the bird that was brought up as an offering is killed by the Kohen coming from the back of the neck with his thumb, unlike the Shlita, which comes from the front of the neck with a knife. And we learned in with respect to Shlita that it states, Kol Shahayu It says in the Mishnah in Zvachim, it says on Pei Dal Adamid Aleph and Tractate Zvachim 84a, that anything that was disqualified while it was in the sink, while it was in the Kodesh, then if it went up on the altar, is not supposed to go down. And so too, we see from here that with respect to an animal that was slaughtered in the southern part of the courtyard, when it was supposed to be slaughtered in the northern part, if it went up on the altar, im olu lo yardu. So the Gemara says, indeed, tiyufta de Rabba tiyufta. This indeed is a refutation of Rabba's position. But this statement is a very powerful statement if we just pull it out and say, kol shahayu hayapsua b'kodesh im olu lo yardu. Anything that if it was psua, if it's disqualification happened in the Kodesh, happened in the sanctuary, or happened in the courtyard of the temple, if it went up on the altar, it doesn't come off. What does this mean? Kol shayu psula b'kodesh im olu lo yardu. So the Noda Yehuda gave a Shabbos tshuva drasha. Chief Rabbi of Prague, he gave a Shabbos tshuva drasha, and he said a beautiful thing with respect to prayer with the rest of the community. He says, behold, we know that the sanctuary, the sanctity of Hashem, and the sanctity of the synagogue is in basically the sanctity of the synagogue is equivalent or is a derivative of the sanctity of the Mishkan, just like Hashem, his presence rests in the temple, so too to a certain derivative it rests in every synagogue, as it states in Ezekiel chapter 11 verse 16. I will build for you a mikdash ma'at. And that refers to, according to Noda Yehuda, according to the Talmud, refers to the synagogues shebechutz la'aretz. This refers to all of our synagogues today that were equivalent of a mikdash ma'at, of a small temple. And our sages say on Tanis 8a that the prayers of a person are only heard in a synagogue. And so the Noda Yehuda says that if a person prays in a synagogue itself, then even if he has a machshava zara, if he has a bad thought and he messes up his prayer, well, we know that tefillah, that prayer, is in place of the sacrifices. And prayer is called like a service, just like the sacrifices are called a service. As it states about the sacrifices, and it states about the prayers, you're supposed to serve God with all your heart. And say our sages in Tanis 2a, what is the service of the heart? That refers to prayer. And so therefore, if we're following after the intent of the heart, so if a person is praying, and as it happens once in a while, his prayers are distracted and his prayers are not with him, well, then under those circumstances, it's like you have the wrong thought when you're bringing a sacrificial offering. Well, you know, it's a bad thing. You have to have the right thought. The intent is essential when you bring a sacrificial offering. However, we know that when it relates to the sacrificial offerings, what our Gemara says, that if it was a disqualified service, even though it was a disqualified service, Kol shaya psua b'kodesh, if it was in the sacred place, im ol yardu. So therefore, even though you had the wrong intent, but since you were in the right place, therefore your prayers are going to be received. Im ol, that if you did the prayers, then we don't bring them down. And so that's what the Noda Behuda says. This is what it means. Everything that is disqualified in the sacred place, then the sacred place receives it. However, if a person is forced for whatever reason to pray outside the synagogue, then he no longer has the ability to fall upon that concept of being in a sacred place. And so therefore it's the equivalent of a person who's not praying in the sacred place. And so therefore his prayers, if he would, God forbid, have a thought that's not a sacred thought, then he's going to be called, then he's aim psua b'kodesh, and so therefore the sacred place is not going to receive him. So therefore the Noda Behuda is saying that this teaches us, this phrase, kol sheyo psua b'kodesh, it teaches us the power of praying in a minyan, power of praying not only in a minyan, but in a synagogue, because the synagogue has kedusha. So what about if you can't make the minyan? Still, if you're in the place of the synagogue, you have that holiness of being in the sacred place. So even if you miss the minyan, proper thing to do is to come and pray in the synagogue, because at least you'll fall under the derivative of praying in a holy place. And in Moab Sula B'Kodesh, lo yardu.